If they're two groups and they each have a korban Pesach, but the animals get mixed up, they get confused, and it's before the animals are slaughtered, so they can deregister and re-register on another animal. But there's another problem that they have to contend with, and that is that you can never leave a korban Pesach once it's been designated unregistered, with nobody registered on it. So they can't just like swap the animals, right? Because even for a second, if they say, right, we're withdrawing from our animal and we'll register on this animal, they're going to leave an animal unregistered for 1 second. So what they have to do is as follows. They send one person from each group to the other group. And then that person comes to the other group, the kachaim oimrim, and they both make the following declaration. If the animal that you have is our Pesach, it was actually our korban Pesach, you don't have the correct animal. Your hand is withdrawn from your animal that is now with the other group. V'nimnais al shelanu, and your hand is now designated on this animal that you have. Meaning, if you've got the incorrect animal, withdraw from the other animal and register on this animal. And this animal is actually mine, because if you registered with the incorrect animal, then it's mine, because I'm from the other group, right? Ve'im shelach hu ha-pesach hazeh. But if you've actually got the right animal, then yadainu mishuchos mishelanu, then I'll withdraw from mine, v'nimnei al shelach, and I will join your group. So that each one person from each group goes to the other group, and they make this declaration, and in that way, they'll basically swap. If it's the right animal, the declaration will stay with that group, and he'll join the group. This is effectively what's happening. If it's a wrong animal, then it's his, really, and he'll stay with his correct animal, and they'll swap groups, the two groups. V'chein chamesh chavuru shel chamesha shel asara v'shel asara asara. So too, if there were 5 or 10 groups and the animals all got mixed up, moishchin and echad mikol chavura v'chavura v'chein haim oimrim. They will send one person from each group to each of the other groups, and they'll make the same declaration. Meaning, if you have, let's say, 5 groups of 5 people and all the animals got switched up, then what they would do is one person would stay with the animal and the other 4, they'd send one to each group. And then they'd make the same declaration. In that way, it would come out that the Korban Pesach will be allocated properly, and there will never be, not even for a split second, an animal that's left completely ownerless.